2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Gustavo, our producer, just got in my ear, Dave, and said WSMV in Nashville is now reporting there are additional fatalities in that school shooting at the Presbyterian private school in Nashville, Tennessee. We were reporting earlier that three children were dead.
I'm seeing the same report from WSMV. They are reporting that two adults also are dead.
Let's dip into News Channel 4's coverage out of Nashville right now.
Two adults have died, and we just heard that was confirmed through gunshot wounds, unfortunately.
All right, let's touch base with Courtney. She's been watching the scene for us as we continue to see parents who've clearly left work, dropped everything to get straight to their children. Mm-hmm. Courtney, walk us through the latest from the scene there.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of people dropped everything that they were doing today to get to this school. One of them was the family of a teacher at this school. We just interviewed her daughter, and we're working to turn that sound for you so you guys can hear from her directly. But I can summarize the conversation. She says that her mom has been a teacher at this school, a pre-K teacher, for 10 years. And she texted her husband this morning and told him, there's an active shooter at the school. Tell the kids that I love them. Can you imagine that being your spouse or your mother texting your family to tell them that she loved you, knowing that there is an active shooter at her place of work? I think of my own mom, and I just don't have words. The teacher, her mother, she said that her and her kids ran into the closet. They hid. They heard several gunshots. She described it as popping off all around the school. Couldn't tell where they were coming from. Couldn't tell if they were next. But thankfully, the woman that we spoke with, she says that her mom touched base with her to let her know that she and her children did make it out of the school alive. But you can only imagine the trauma that they've experienced this morning and that they are going to continue to grapple with, especially knowing now that two adults are confirmed dead, the shooter is dead, and three children are dead. It's absolutely, absolutely heartbreaking. But the woman that we spoke with says that her mother was just thankful, obviously, that they made it out alive. And she said that she's holding those children so tight on the bus ride to the reunification center, at that center, while she waits for their parents to pick them up, take them home. And we know that the teacher's family is so thankful that she is coming home this afternoon. We know that's not the case for everyone at this school today.
Such imagery in that story,
Holly,
too. Imagery in that story, too, Courtney, as you describe what she experienced hiding in that closet with children as gunfire erupted all around her. You're live on the scene, and we see that we've got armed officers who are essentially lining the road there. Heavy police presence as this area is blocked off for what we would perceive as the unfolding investigation. How many crews, if you're still with us, Courtney, are you able to see in that general vicinity?
So there's definitely still several police cars on scene. There's two trucks that indicate that the road is closed. There's a lot less traffic in and out of here than there was about an hour ago. Most of the traffic coming in and out now is law enforcement. We have seen SWAT team members in the woods along the road here coming out of the bushes, fully armed. And so this is still a very, very active scene. However, we really haven't seen any more parents coming to this area. It's really just law enforcement. I think you can see some officers walking towards us now, but closer to the school, there's obviously a much higher law enforcement heightened law enforcement presence, several more units. We can't get to that vantage point to show you right now because Metro Police has asked us to take a step back. So we're respecting, you know, their wishes during this investigation. But I can tell you there's still a lot going on out here right now.
Well, earlier we were hearing Metro Police were saying, quote, all hands on deck. So this would be handled thoroughly. This would be handled appropriately. Everything from ATF, the TBI.
You're listening to live coverage out of Nashville, Tennessee. That's a television station. It's the Channel 4 reporter on the scene there at the school shooting. It's at the Covenant Presbyterian School. It's a private school there where an active shooter walked into the building today. Three students pronounced dead, two adults dead. Also, the shooter, according to police, has died as well. It's obviously, you know, an ongoing investigation. We just see clusters of parents look like they're driving up to the school now as we watch live footage from that school be fed to CNN and Fox. And just looks like, you know, they've set up a reunification center, but still certainly understandably a lot of chaos there.
Yeah, we're expecting an update from the police any minute now. We're maybe within the next 10 minutes or so to hear from the police. But, you know, this was a pre-K to sixth grade, small private school. It seems to be a religious school. And a very, again, when you said small, what was the ratio? There was like a teacher to student ratio that was just incredibly small.
According to the website, the school's website, it's 8-1. 8 students per teacher. So very small, Presbyterian affiliated, started in 2001. It says founded in 2001 as a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church. Not at all unusual for a church to be attached or a school to be attached to a church on the same grounds there, and we're looking at video now. It does look as though there's just a beautiful church building. Then about 195 to 200 students is their average enrollment, 210 students. And they said their enrichment courses include art, Bible, library, music, physical education, STEM, and world cultures. But as you pointed out, Dave, pre-K to sixth grade.
ABC News is speaking to Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, is their consultant, and he covers crime and terrorism for ABC News. Let's listen in on Brad Garrett.
Sandra, let's jump back to our Southeast Bureau and John Serry, who's been working his sources and has an update for us. John, it looks like what you reported the last time you were with us a few minutes ago about an additional 2 people being deceased as a result of the shooting has now been confirmed.
That has been confirmed, Vanderbilt University.
Actually, it looks like they moved on from Brad Garrett, Debbie. But as we continue to follow this story, we're getting live coverage. All the networks are following this live as it unfolds.
What we don't know is we obviously don't know yet who the active shooter is, was. We don't know how many, although we're hearing multiple injuries, multiple people shot. We do know from police that 2 adults are now confirmed deceased in addition to the shooter and also 3 kids. We also know that Nashville Police Department any moment now is going to be updating us a news conference on what they know, how the investigation will unfold. And we will take you to that news conference the moment we see the chief of police or an officer who's been designated to speak about this step up to the microphone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.